Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. Today, I just want to talk about the presence and the power of the Spirit of God in this time and in the time that we're living in the earth, and really weaponizing our faith for a supernatural equipping for us to actually receive and to complete breakthrough. I've been studying for some teachings that are coming up that Sanction Love Ministries are going to be traveling. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time, first of all, to come on and listen to a podcast or take the time to read our blogs or go online and purchase our products, whether that be a prayer class teaching, a curriculum, or some of our books, or maybe our ebook that is soon coming out. Also, if you become or consider or pray about being a covenant partner financially to this ministry, I just want to say we are good soil. We pray over our partners and we pray about everything we do. And it's humbling to know that people would consider us and to sow seed into our soil so we can do the works of the ministry by traveling, by having Rapha Restoration Place, and to build other Raphas around the United States, to see people set free through soul care, counseling, deliverance, many different tools that we utilize. Marcy Johnston on our team is the director of that. And Sanction Love to be able to pay our staff and to utilize and teach classes and travel and work with leaders around the globe. We also have Fort Rand Revival Center, which is a property that has two homes on it that people come from all over, and we do private ministry for families, individuals, couples, marriages, and leadership. And so check all those things out on sanctionlove.com. So I just want to talk to you about today, realizing the presence that we're in and that we are really made in an image and likeness. And one of the greatest lies that the enemy has told us goes to the very beginning when Satan spoke to Eve in the garden. And he said, "For God knows that in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." It says that Genesis chapter 3 verse 5. And the devil attempted to persuade God's original children into believing a half-truth that their relationship with the Father and their identity. The devil's intent was to convince Adam and Eve that God was holding back something from them. And the actual truth was that they were already like God. God said, "Let us make mankind in our image according to our likeness." And it says that Genesis 1:26. God's very first action toward mankind was to bless them. God's first words were, "Be fruitful and multiply." And the enemy have the same lies today. He instills a sense that you don't deserve anything from God and that God is withholding something from you. And this kind of thinking is a lie, literally from the pit of hell. God has always decided and desired that his kids, his children, his inheritance will occupy and take over this and have dominion in the earth. God created it, and he wants his family to run it. That sounds so big, but I think we live often under the authority and the dominion of what God gave us. I mean, wow, the Father sent Jesus to us and shed his blood and died for all sin, and then gave us the spirit of reconciliation that we could be restored back unto him, and gave us all authority. As he was seated at the right hand of God, we therefore are now seated at the right hand of Jesus. He's ever making intercession for us. And so all things are under our feet. It's our time for this kind of confidence, to shake off the old grave clothes and to be loosed of everything that so easily entangles us, and run with confidence the race that is set before us. And just like Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured that shame. He bore our shame. We don't have to live under that shame. We don't have to live under guilt and condemnation. No, we can run confidently as joint heirs, that we are the sons and daughters in which we can say, Abba, Father, and that we are a friend of God, and that we were the joy that was set before him. He has made us kings and priests to God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Talks about that in Revelation, and also again in Revelations 19. And he has on his robe and on his thigh the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can't get to the Father no other way. There's no New Age teaching. There's no Hare Krishna. There's no Buddha. There's no false religion. You know, there is only the blood that made a way for us to come. And we therefore get to be called sons and daughters of the Most High Living God. And this should stir us up, that we working together as Heavenly's dynamic duo with the Holy Spirit, that he's the helper, that when Jesus went away, he gave us the power and the presence and the person of the Holy Ghost, and he asked the Father if he could give him. And so that we are one, just as we were the same image and made in that same likeness, we still are. And now, do you not know that you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? Wow, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. Whew. And we are commanded. People say, what is your call? Well, your call is to lay hands on the sick, to cast out devils, to raise the dead. And what are we living in? We can't live in doubt and unbelief and fear and anxiety. We are fully persuaded that he who began this work in us is faithful to bring it to completion. We have to repent for doubt and unbelief, trying to take the territory and the landscape and the real estate of our own heart and our spirit and our soul and our mind. And our mind has to be under the dominion of our spirit, so that we understand who we are by faith. And we say, no, I take thoughts captive, and I bring them into the obedience of the word of God. Oh, it's exciting that we have this dominion. It's exciting that the power of the blood speaks a better word and a better covenant and a better promise. We are precious in the sight of the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord. And he looks at us. He looks at us with no shame and guilt. And he looks at us through the blood. Powerful. Don't look back. Don't look back. Understand who you are. Understand who you are, what you've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Contend for that in your life. Pursue him in presence. Pursue the one that's coming after you with a deep longing. Pursue him. Pursue and engage with the one. Let him search you and know you. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in this land. Dwell in the abiding land. Those that abide in the Lord, he is dwelling. Dwell in this place. Abide there. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of those hearts of freedom. He already set you free, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and he lives on the inside of you. Commit that way into the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So today, I just encourage you, so that your presence really should demand an explanation when you walk into a room, that you should know that you are made in that image, that you walk confidently in your run in the race. You obtain a prize. You feed on his faithfulness, knowing that God will always come through for you and show up every time. Don't feed on worry. Don't feed on doubt. Just stop it. Forgive those that need to be forgiven. Set them free. Walk in your liberty. Walk in revelation of truth. Walk in love. Put on love today. Put on righteousness today. Walk in that. And so, Sanctioned Love, we encourage you as a family, and we encourage you, we're believing. Send your prayer requests on our website. Let us pray for you and your family, or maybe your finances, or maybe you need a new job, or you're just struggling. Maybe there's been some abuse, whatever it might be. Let us come into an agreement. Maybe reach out. We have services that can be done online. Over Zoom. So we bless you. We bless you. Have a blessed upward momentum, knowing where you are seated in heavenly places today. Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.